This is Central Oregon's Morning News on News Talk 1110 KBND.
It's back to work today, but yesterday a dramatic interruption to the morning. We'll explain.
Redmond police identify the woman killed in a car versus pedestrian accident.
Several nonprofit organizations will get some much-needed sprucing up this weekend. We'll tell you how.
And a protester joins the U.S. flag on a pole in front of the Oregon State Capitol building.
Your local news starts right now with Dave Jarvis. I'm Frank Bonacresti.
1110 KBND, depend on us.
About 200 employees were evacuated yesterday morning when a fire broke out at the Gelled Wen Millwork Manufacturing Plant on Boyd Acres Road. Deputy Fire Marshal T.J. Johansson has the details.
From what we understand, there was a fire inside of the dust particle collection area. And this is where the particles come out, and before they're released to the atmosphere, they have a drop-off area, and the dust particles collect in the dust collector, and that's where the fire originated.
The fire was reported shortly after 8:30 Thursday morning in Building 4. Drivers from the parkway and other nearby roads and businesses could see the smoke and maybe even flames. Then fire crews were able to keep it from spreading and put it out pretty quickly. A company official says it was only the second fire in that building in 30 years.
Redmond police say the victim killed in Wednesday's car versus pedestrian accident was 56-year-old Deborah Leah Broughton of Redmond. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
The accident happened Wednesday night around 10 p.m. along Northwest 6th Street near the intersection of Northwest Kingwood Avenue. Lieutenant Mike Kidwell with the Redmond Police Department says the area is very poorly lit.
The information that we have is that she was, there's a little apartment complex across the street that she may have been headed towards. That's where a friend of hers was at.
Police say she was struck by a car driven by 19-year-old Travis Osmond of Redmond. They say he was not under the influence or speeding. They believe dark clothing and the poorly lit area contributed to the accident. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
About 800 volunteers sign up to work at the 16th annual United Way Days of Caring, scheduled for today and tomorrow. United Way spokesperson Gwen Levine says each year, 9 local agencies like Bethlehem Inn and Mountain Star Family Relief Nursery apply to get some help repairing and sprucing up their buildings.
The agencies apply to us each year and give us a list of their wish projects, of things that they need to have done. And then the volunteers let us know what type of work that they're interested in doing.
Levine says projects include landscaping, cleaning classrooms, and painting, projects that these nonprofits have a hard time getting done because of limited resources.
A U.S. District Court Judge Michael Mosman finds 62-year-old Harry Hinsala of Warm Springs guilty on 5 counts of abusive sexual contact. Hinsala pleaded not guilty to the charges and waived his right to a jury trial. The Department of Justice says Hinsala sexually abused 5 girls between 2007 and 2011. The victims were approximately 8 to 12 years of age at the time of the abuse. Hinsala is a former Warm Springs police officer and had previously worked as a supervisor at Warm Springs Children's Protective Services. His sentencing is set for June 25th. Hinsala signed an agreement to request the maximum of 10 years.
Susan G. Komen for The Cure distributes more than $2 million to local organizations that help women with breast cancer screening and treatment.
These grants will support over 45,000 people living in Oregon and Southwest Washington.
Devin Downey-Smith says that 75% of the money raised is spent locally. $500,000 will go towards screening and treatment. Other funds help with education and transportation of women in rural areas. More than $500,000 will go towards research.
A 23-year-old protester joins the U.S. flag on a pole in front of the Oregon State Capitol building. 1110 KBND's Jim McLaren reports.
Perry Thompson Graham was silhouetted against a cloudless blue Salem sky as he began his protest.
Climbed about 80 feet up a U.S. flag pole in front of the State Capitol building, holding a protest banner.
Lieutenant Greg Hastings says Graham is with the Cascadia Forest Defenders, his banner reading, "Schools versus Trees, we want both." He did come down voluntarily, arrested, charged.
Disorderly conduct, criminal trespass, criminal mischief.
But Graham left the banner up the pole. It's going to cost a few $100 to rent equipment and bring it down. Jim McLaren, News Talk 1110 KBND.
A Bend man faces drug charges in a huge pot bust. It started with a Tuesday night traffic stop by Oregon State Police north of Klamath Falls. Police say they discovered nearly 110 pounds of marijuana in Brandon Manger's SUV. Manger was arrested and charged with possession and delivery of a controlled substance. Officials say the street value of the marijuana seized is $250,000.
And police investigate two more suspicious envelopes, each marked with the word anthrax. They were found in downtown Portland. Authorities say one of the envelopes was found late yesterday afternoon inside the OHSU office at the Markham Plaza building on Southwest Sheridan. The other was found several hours earlier in the Portland State University Human Resources office in the Market building on Southwest 4th. A hazardous materials team and FBI agents were among those investigating a powdery substance contained in each envelope, but the powder was found to be harmless. Similar suspicious envelopes were located at other downtown buildings in recent days, but officials say the powder found inside those envelopes was also harmless.